Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. Switzerland's largest city might be best known as a global centre for banking and finance, but just a quick look at Zurich's streets can tell a very different story. You see, the city is home to around 1,200 drinking fountains, the most fountains in any city in the world. For Tall Story number 33, Monocle's Bill Luthi tells us why this is a city where you'll never go thirsty.
When you first pull into Zurich Hauptbahnhof, the biggest train station in Switzerland's largest city, what do you notice? The busy blue trams trundling down glitzy Bahnhofstrasse or across the trendy District 4. The imposing buildings topped with cherubs and coats of arms. Lake Zurich, perhaps. How could you miss it? Or, for the eagle-eyed, the snow-peaked mountains to the south. I probably lasted about 20 minutes before I saw my first water fountain. No idea how many I passed without recognition. A small grey trough with a pillar sticking a metre or so up and a stream of water flowing constantly. That's cute, I thought. I bet you can't drink it. And I moved on. Not long after, I noticed a bronze dog spewing out an icy cold jet into a stone cone, and then a large bottom half of a woman, in marble, with water spurting out from where her spine would be. And finally, just 24 hours after pulling into HB, the moment I was waiting for. A woman, with a dog on a lead, strolled up to a large metal disc decorated with three small birds and, of course, a strong jet of water, filled up her bottle, had a nice big swig, and then walked off like nothing ever happened. You can drink it. Once I'd processed what I'd seen, I filled up a bottle of my own, hopped back on the tram to the Monocle Bureau, and began my research. It turns out, Zurich has the most fountains of any city in the world, with approximately 1,200. A third of which have their own supply of fresh spring water, and the rest are fed by the same water that goes into the taps at home. The first one to ever be documented can be traced back to 1430, and used wooden pipes to bring fresh spring water into the city. Soon after, a number of private fountains gave the very rich their own supply of water, but by 1868, when the first public water supply was built, these became mostly obsolete. There was a lull during the Middle Ages when, for health reasons, most opted for around 2 litres of wine per day, with water reserved for the very poor. But as the supply got cleaner, so did the urge to drink it, and the fountains were back, and in style. Fountains topped with holy figures aimed to keep the water pure, evil creatures scare away children so they don't drown in the pools. And, since the beginning of the last century, fountains with humans, animals, or pretty much anything have been erected in the name of decoration and good old-fashioned gloating. Stusibrunnen, built in the 16th century, is one of the few old wells in colour. It towers more than 2 metres over a small square, today surrounded by cafes and shops. The clover-shaped pool has long bronze pipes channeling water from the central column to the edge of each leaf, and on top of the stone pillar stands Rudolf Stusi, the former mayor who lost his life in the old war. In shiny silver armour, Zurich's coat of arms emblazoned on a flag, and holding an extremely long sword, the message is clear. This is not a man to be messed with, and this is his fountain. Compare this to the Wasserspiele outside the state water supplier's HQ, with 6 acrylic glass tubes of various heights and widths continuously bubbling away like test tubes, and you can see the variety on show. Although how one might actually drink from here isn't as clear as the spring water that emerges from it. Each fountain has its own history, its own story, and its own list of controversies. Fountains have been defaced, some completely destroyed, and the design of a new one is watched closely by the locals. But these small works of art have a practical use too, providing emergency water when the regular supply freezes in winter. Today, statues made of everything from bronze and stone to plastic and glass allow water to trickle out day and night in the 1,200 fountains spread across the city. And with around 5 added each year, you can be sure that around every corner there's a spot to grab a drink, admire a piece of art, or ponder a little about the area's history.
You You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Bill Luthi in Zurich for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.